Mercy. Thank God for his peace. Amen. Thank God for his peace. Isn't he good? He is so good to us. Amen. Now, I got some food for thought tonight before I bring the word. I got some food for thought. Food for thought. Something to think about. Hallelujah. God is faithful. He's faithful. He's true. We can depend on God. Amen. Now, Psalms 20, verses 4 and 5. Psalms 20, verses 4 and 5. This is not from King James Version, maybe New American Standard. I don't know exactly. But anyway, it says, may grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your counsel. We will sing for joy over your victory. And in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. After God answered David's many prayers for deliverance, listen to this now. David turned around and prayed that God would answer his friends' prayers too. David didn't keep secrets that the Lord works in his life. He declared God's faithfulness and asked him to work. Just as powerfully in the lives of the people David cared for and in anticipation of God's intervention. David vowed to rejoice with his friends when the Lord answered. When the Lord works powerfully in our lives, let us use it as an opportunity to tell others about him. And let's pray that God would grant their hearts holy desires so that they would put their complete trust in him. As members of the church, pray for each other and rejoice in the Lord's work in their lives. Their mutual faith will be strengthened. Then Christians will declare with David, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but I will remember the name of the Lord our God. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. God, we trust in God, don't we? Because we know him. Not just know about him. We don't just know. Some people just know about God. But we know him, don't we?
Amen.
Amen. We know the Lord. That's what David said to his son Solomon. You need to read that. Y'all need to read that sometime. David, before David went on to be with the Lord, David talked to his son Solomon and told him, know the Lord. Not just know about, know the Lord. Do his will. Keep his command. He'll be with you. Bless you. He'll take care of you.
Amen.
As long as you obey him. You got to obey him though. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right?
Amen. Because see, God loves us so until when we get off track, God knows what it takes to put us back on track.
Amen.
Doesn't he? Sometimes
it
takes his time and time. And God knows how to do it. In love. It's always in love now. Hallelujah. God doesn't beat us over the head, does he? Even when it comes to salvation, we come as God called us. He called us and he gave us a choice. We have a choice. And a lot of people tonight are on their way to hell. I mean, you know, Jesus preached about hell, didn't he? A lot of people are preaching about heaven and they won't say nothing about hell. Amen. If you preach about heaven, you better preach about hell too. Isn't that right? You better believe you. That's right. Hallelujah. You know, some of the ministers they don't teach their people about sin. They don't talk about sin. It's a sad thing, isn't it? Sin. The wages of sin is what? Death. But the gift of God's eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. Sin will take you to hell. Isn't that right? If you walk in sin and die in sin, you're lost. And we're living in a time when hallelujah, when you go to funerals, pretty much they put pretty much everybody in heaven. Pretty much, isn't that right? I mean, hallelujah. I mean, glory. But everybody's not going to heaven. I mean, we wish they were. I mean, hallelujah. We don't want to see nobody lost, but we've got to let our light shine, be a perfect example. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. We got to speak truth. Like Sister Couch was talking this morning, and she was saying how she was talking to somebody, but she told them the truth. She told them the truth. Amen. And when you tell somebody the truth, that's all you can do. Pray. Tell them the truth and pray. You can't make nobody get saved. Jesus didn't make them get saved, did he? But he loved them. Thank God. Well, that song, he loved me anyway. He loved me anyway. While we was yet sinners, Christ died for our sins. That's genuine love. That's agape love. Thank God. And that's what we need today, don't we? God, hallelujah. Jesus said, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to the other, and love been manifested, shown. You can't have the love of God in you and it not show. It's going to come out some way. Isn't that right? You better believe it will. You can't. You love that by Sunday at a higher. Yeah, but cool. Yeah, but Sunday at a Utah. Made a little behind. You can't sit around here with the love of God, full of the love of God, and not do nothing. You're going to do something. Isn't that right? It'll cause you to get up off the stool and do nothing and do something. Isn't that right? Glory be to God. I haven't heard from the brother I wrote to in Kentucky, my home. He's an old man now. And I told him, I said, look, I said, now, you and me, we don't have as much time on God's good green earth as we used to have. I said, brother, I let him get up and obey God. His sister-in-law told me he just wasn't doing nothing for God, nothing at all. It's a sad thing. Isn't that right? God wants us to finish well. I told him about finishing well. Run this race with patience that's set before you. Finish well. Don't throw up your hands and get up and sit down and do nothing. That's the devil. But thank God, as long as breath is in you, get up and serve God, follow God, obey God, search the scriptures, pray, seek the face of God, be a witness for him. Because we're living in the last of the last days. He's soon to come. What is he coming after? A church. Not right. A people that's looking for him. Are you looking for him tonight? Hallelujah. Are you looking for the Lord to come back? Hallelujah. Thank God. Like Pastor Benjamin said this morning, how this brother preached about the soon coming of the Lord. And his wife, and said how they just bought a house and all of this stuff. In other words, she wasn't ready to depart from that stuff. And that's how it. But thank God, we can't be tight. Don't get your roots too tight down here. Isn't that right? Don't get your roots too tight. Be hallowed, be expecting to come to live holy daily. And enjoy the things God has put in our hands. Enjoy them. Isn't that right? But hallelujah, don't put your roots down here. Because we don't know when God's coming to take us out of here. Do we? We just don't know. Amen? Travel, what you say? Travel light. Isn't that right? Amen. Travel light. Be ready. Be ready. Thank God to go any day. Live so. If he come back tonight, be ready. Be ready. Live so. If he come take you out of here, people will know. When people know that you're a Christian, say, well, he's with the Lord or she's with the Lord. Isn't that right? And it's far more better to be with the Lord. Isn't that right? Amen. It's far more better. But how long as you're here, occupy till he come. Be on the job, doing the will of God, serving God, and being a witness, being a light, being a helper to those that need help. Amen. Isn't that right? Glory be to God. Give the Lord some praise. Give the Lord some praise. Because he's faithful. He's faithful. All right, let's look at Psalms 19. We're going to just look at a few verses tonight. Psalms 19. Let's look at the first six verses tonight in Psalms 19. Isn't God good? He is so good. He is so good. God is great and greatly to be praised. Isn't that right? That's the scripture that came up this morning. God is great and greatly to be praised. Amen. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. We don't praise him enough. I know I don't, but I want to do better. I want to do better. And just recently, I was asking the Lord to help me to stop being so selfish. It's got to help me. You know, I mean, I want to help others before. In other words, just like getting ready to eat. Serve. Make sure everybody else get there. You understand what I'm saying? Just little things. Even in a little thing, isn't that right? I don't want to be selfish, just me, my, you know, hallelujah, but help others, you know. Thank God, reach out to others. I want to be a Christian. I want to be a Christian, saint. I don't want to play around. I'm 76 years old. That's pretty old, isn't it? I don't want to be shirking and jerking and messing around. I don't. I want to walk the plain path. I want to follow the steps of Jesus. Amen? Amen. I want to follow his. I want to be, hallelujah, because I want to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. I want to hear him say that one day. I do. But in order to hear him say that, I've got to live a life, a holy life. You never got to be pure before God. Thank God. Hallelujah. And God will help us do it if we'll let him. If you let him. We got to let him do that. Thank God for the young brother back here, Brother John, right? Amen. Amen, brother. You heard some good words this morning, brother. Amen. Just keep coming. Keep coming with Brother Willie Depp. Hallelujah. And take heed to what you hear. Amen. God is so good. God is so good. Come on. God is good.
Amen.
Thank God for those songs, those great songs tonight. Let's look at Psalms 19, verses 1 through 6. Let's look at those tonight. See what, hallelujah.
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork.
Uh-huh. They unto the other speak, night unto night, reveal knowledge. All right. There is no speech in language while their voice is not heard. All right.
The lion has gone out through all the earth. And the word to the ends of the world. And then he has set a tabernacle for the sun.
All right.
Which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoicing like a strong man to run his race.
Stop. Hey, put this as, listen at this now. Talking about the sun. And then that he set a tabernacle for the sun, all right, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. Amen. Hallelujah. And verse 6.
His rising is from one end of heaven and his circuit to the other end. And there is nothing hidden from his feet.
Thereof. All right, the sun. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the word of God. Lord, cleanse us through the washing of the water by the word. Anoint us to do your will. Have your way tonight, Lord. Speak through these lips of clay and let your divine will be done, Master, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, God makes himself known in two primary ways. Through creation and through his word. Now, in the first six verses of Psalms 19, David explained that we can discover general truths about God through nature. That's general revelation. The complexity and beauty of the heavens point to God's power and his deity. Romans 1:20. Let's look at Romans 1:20. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said in Romans 1:20.
Since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are
All right. Let me read it here. For the invisible things of him, listen to it now, from the creation of the world. Remember, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. Earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water, and God said, what? Let there be light, and there was light.
Amen?
Thank God. Hallelujah. The invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. You hear what it said? They're clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even its eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Nobody going to have an excuse. Yeah, right. Nobody going to have an excuse. Nobody going to be able to stand before God and say, Lord, no excuse. No excuses. All right. Listen to this now. The way the sun rises and sets each day with unswerving consistency points to a faithful God. Is that right?
Yeah.
You better believe it is. God put that sun. The Bible said God made the sun to rule by day. Isn't that right? And the moon to rule by night. Yeah. And since he put it up there, it's doing its job. Yeah. It's doing what God told it to do. Amen. Man is the one that's hard-headed, you know, get away from God. But all these things God made, they're doing their job. Amen. Because God put them there. And the sun is shining. Thank God, because God commanded it to shine. And it's shining. It's doing its job. Amen. So, hallelujah. But listen to this now. But general revelation alone doesn't provide all we need for salvation. And then, Psalm 19, verse 7 through 14. Not going to cover those tonight, though. We're going to cover that, Lord willing, next week. But it explained that we need God's special revelation. The truth explains that we need God's special revelation. I need glasses. I got glasses, but I got a pair that I'm some progressives. We're in Psalm 19, but I've got something I'm reading. Psalm 19, and we're at Romans 1:20, all right? That's what we read. All right. But I'm reading about the sun. The way the sun rises and sets each day with unswerving consistency points to a faithful God.
Amen.
But general revelation alone doesn't provide all we need for salvation. And we get to verses. All right. We get to those verses next week, Lord willing. These verses explain that we need God's special revelation, the truth about salvation through Christ found in the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
David loved God's law because it has the power, listen to this now, to restore, to give wisdom, to impart joy, and to reveal sins. Isn't that right? The Bible reveals to us the person through whom all people can find reconciliation with God. And who is that? It's Jesus Christ, isn't it?
Amen.
When Christians interact, listen at this now, with non-believers, we can start with the beauty of the creation and help them see the beauty of God's Word.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Because when I look at... Hallelujah. When I look at the sky, ain't no way man could have done that. I look at the sky, and I look at those clouds just sitting out there. Just the clouds sitting out there amaze me. And when we fly in a plane, I don't like flying, but I fly when I have to, you know, occasionally. But I just be looking at, hallelujah, God, the works of God. Amen. And of course, you know, a lot of men, they disbelieve that stuff. They disbelieve. But it's sad for the people to let the devil deceive them to the extent that they won't look at just the things that God made. Look at the sea. and all those things in the sea. God talked about this, didn't he? He made all of it. He made those creatures. Hallelujah. Man couldn't do it. Hallelujah. But God did it. And God can see, God controls it all. Okay? Okay, nothing happened unless God permitted it to happen. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? He's all powerful. Who have a God like our God? Nobody. Because there's only one true God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. One true God. And he's faithful. We can depend upon him. We're talking about the earth here. The creation. God created all these things. Amen. And let's look at Psalms 147. I want to go there. Psalm 147. Let's look at what the Word of God says there. In Psalm 147, hallelujah. Praise God. See, God's calling us to obedience. He wants to be. See, when you love God, you'll do his will, won't you? When you love him. Jesus said, if you love me, what? And there won't be, amen, that's right. Amen, it's Psalm 148. Hold on just a minute. Yeah, Psalm 148 is what I want. Begin at verse 1. Listen at this now. Psalm 148, begin at verse 1. Listen what God said.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord from the heaven.
Praise the Lord from the heaven.
Praise him in the highest.
Uh-huh.
Praise
him, what? All his angels. And the angels praise God, don't they?
Amen.
Don't they praise God?
Amen.
Hallelujah. God made them. Praise him, all his angels. Uh-huh.
Praise him, all his hosts.
All his hosts. Praise him.
Praise him, sun and moon.
Stop. Praise him, sun and moon. How does the sun praise God? By shining. Isn't that right? That's what God told him to do, didn't he?
Amen.
Shine. God put that there.
Yeah.
God put that out there and said, shine. And it's going to shine until God tells us to stop.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise him, your sun and moon. And he told the moon to shine, and it's shining by night.
Amen.
Listen, read.
Praise him, all
you stars of light. Can't you see the stars at night? Now, you know, here in Tampa, don't get real dark. You know, we have a lot of light. But if you get in a place where it's dark, dark, you can see so many stars, can't you? Amen. They're there. God made them. Amen. And they shine at night, don't they? You better believe they shine. Why do they shine? Because God told them. And God, hallelujah, he put them out there, and it all belonged to him. He controls them all, and they're doing what he told them to do. They're praising God by shining.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What about you and me? Did he tell us to praise him?
Yes.
Did he tell us to praise him?
Yes.
Thank God. He told us to praise him too, didn't he?
Amen.
Are we praising him?
Yes.
Some, yeah, we praising him some, aren't we? But thank God. God wants us to just get loose. Foot loose and fancy free. Is that right? I mean, he wants us to just turn loose. Isn't that right? Coming, hallelujah, coming to the sanctuary. Thank God to praise and magnify and to honor and to bless God because he's worthy, he's faithful, he's true. Thank God. I believe if we do that, I know we're pleasing God, but we'll see God move. We see God move a lot more than we're seeing him move now because our pastor is preaching the gospel with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. Isn't that right? Let's take heed to the word of God. Let's don't let it fall on deaf ears. Don't let it roll off our backs like pouring water on a duck's back. But take heed. Hallelujah. The Bible says you ought to give the more earnest heed. And the things that you have heard, what? That's at any time you should let them slip. Let them get away from you. We don't want them to get away, do we? We want to hold tight to God's word. Thank God. The Bible says hold fast. Take fast hold of instructions. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Take fast. Don't let her go. Keep her. Let her not go.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because you la mahanda. Liera besido de masanda. Hallelujah. Isn't God good tonight, saints?
Hallelujah.
He's so faithful.
Amen.
He's so faithful. Thank God. Now, verse 4, what does it say?
Praise him,
you heavens. Praise him, you heavens, of heavens. Uh-huh.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Uh-huh. And you waters.
He commanded.
Wait a minute, what verse? Verse 4. Yeah.
The heaven, and you
waters above the heaven. You waters above the heaven. Hallelujah. Now, the waters above the heaven, that rain, come down, doesn't it? It comes down, thank God, it waters the earth, doesn't it? That's where God fixed it. That's where God planned it. Hallelujah. And God is faithful. He's so true. Now, let me say something about the sun. Let me go back to the sun a little bit. Now, we know about the sun in Florida, don't we? Hey, God, don't we know about it? We know about this hot sun. Thank God. So we just need to look up and say, thank you, Lord, for your sun. It's just doing what you told it to do. Isn't that right? And it, but I tell you, it's been mighty hot this summer. God, I'm having almost a $500 electric bill. My God. So I'll be glad when it cool off. I'll be glad when it cool off. Amen. Hallelujah. But God's letting us make. He's blessing us. He's blessing us. Thank God. Glory be to God. All right. Let's see what verse 5, right?
Let him praise the name of the Lord.
For what?
For he commanded.
And they were created. He commanded. He created them. Thank God. Verse 6.
He also established them forever and ever.
He established them forever and ever. They're going to obey God. They got to do what God said. All right.
He made a decree.
Which shall not pass away. Verse 7.
Praise the Lord from the earth.
Praise the Lord from the earth.
Great sea creatures and all the depth.
Uh-huh. Read.
Fire and hail.
Fire and hail. It's telling to praise the Lord, isn't it?
Amen.
Snow.
And cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Stormy wind. Fulfilling his word.
Fulfilling his word. Amen. God, see, God is good. God. God is God, and beside him there are no other. He's faithful and true and holy and just and pure and righteous. All right, verse 9.
Mountain and all hills.
Beasts and all cattle. Stop. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? God controls all of these things. He's in control of all of it. All right, verse 11.
Kings of the earth,
my Lord. And see, God wants kings to obey him, doesn't he?
Amen.
Amen? Remember back in Israel's time, they had kings, you know? And God didn't want them to have a king, really, did he? God set up a theocracy. In other words, God's in charge. God's in control. But now we want a king. And they got a king, didn't they? God gave them kings. Gave him King Saul and David. See, David was a good king, wasn't he? Saul, when he started out, he was good, wasn't he? When he started, he was little in his own eyes. Isn't that something? He was little in his own eyes, and he served God. He obeyed God. But see, some people can't stand a little power, a little prestige. Some people can't stand that. My God, they say, hallelujah. They say, what? In other words, can't do nothing without me. I got to, you know, you understand what I'm saying? That power, thank God, ruined a lot of people, doesn't it? Thank God. Hallelujah. But God is faithful. David humbled himself. And as Pastor Brenner brought out this morning, how David was hallelujah, driven from his kingdom by his son, Absalom. My. David was a humble man, but he humbled himself. God gave him his throne back, didn't he? But see, he didn't go and kill his son, you know, did he? Why? Because he loved him. Now, David wasn't a good daddy. He wasn't, you know. He really wasn't. He did not chastise his children. If you read about David, he didn't chastise them. See, so he wasn't a good daddy. My. Hallelujah. But God told him that things were going to come, was going to happen. He did. He told him these things were going to happen, and they happened. Because David did not. Although he was a good king and all, but he didn't raise his children like he should have. Amen?
Amen.
He really didn't. And today in time, you know, there are some good daddies and there are some not so good. Hallelujah. Now, when I think about me raising my children, I don't feel like I was a real good dad at all. I did my best. I mean, I didn't run around on my wife, but I wasn't a good daddy like I should have been. You know, I mean, I didn't get in there and God knows that. God's got the record. But of course, my children feel like I was pretty good, you know, and they say I'm good, but no. I can, see, you can, in retrospect, you can look back and see, can't you? Can't you? Amen. So you that's got children, and this man, Brother John, he got the youngest boy, he love him, boy. They love him, and he love them, boy. They just, they beat him up real good. But that's the way it should be. Isn't that right? And hallelujah. I feel like Brother Willie was a good dad. Or still a good dad, because I'm talking when he had them young ones that brought him up, you know. Hallelujah. And you got one. Amen. Huh? Yeah, wait. Did you? Oh, all right. All right. Oh. Yeah. All right. Boy. Yeah. Well, praise God. Look like you did a pretty good job with it. Amen. And the baby, you know you're doing a real good job with her. Amen. But she got you wrapped around a little finger, though. But that's what them girls can do, isn't that right? Hey, I know you love her, brother. I'm just, you know. God is good. He's great and greatly to be praised. Amen. We're talking about praising the Lord tonight. Amen. Isn't that right? We're talking about praising the Lord tonight. Praise God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word of God said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. Come before his throne with singing. Know this Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. Amen. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and the truth endureth to all generations. Make a joyful noise. Make a loud noise, it said. Hallelujah. We should be full of the joy of the Lord, shouldn't we? You better believe we should be. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We should be full of that joy. Thank God. It's bubbling in my soul. It's, hallelujah. How's that song go? Hallelujah. It's bubbling. Let's sing it. Come on. Bubbling day at night. Amen. Hallelujah. That joy of the Lord is bubbling. Thank God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. From whom all blessings flow. We can't praise him enough, can we? Hallelujah. The Bible said, walk in the light as he is in the light. Amen. You have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Right. Isn't that right? Amen. Walk in the light. Thank God. Thank God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Isn't that right? No man comes unto the Father but by me. Hallelujah. So, saints of God, I'm admonishing us tonight, that's it, us, to praise God, to magnify God, amen, to honor God, to love him above all. Isn't that right? Amen. What's the first and great commandment? Hear, O Israel, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, all thy soul, all thy strength. The second is not like, namely, unto it. Thou shalt what? As thyself, my Lord. That's going some, isn't it? It's got to be the love of God for you to love your neighbor as yourself. But God tells us to do that. We can do that. We can do that, thank God, if we just abide in him. Amen. And let his words abide in us. Just stay. Abide means to remain constant. Stay right there in him. Don't drift away. Don't go off. But stay with the Lord. Follow the Lord. As he walked, that's what the Apostle Paul said, that I may know him. But didn't Paul know God? Well, you better believe he did. He was sold out to serve God. But hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. He said that I may know him more intimately, a closer walk with God, more intimate. Paul wanted, as Jesus made a step, Paul wanted to step right in his track. that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. And Paul laid his life down for the Lord, didn't he? Better believe he did. Because he was sold out to serve God. That's where God wants us to be, sold out to serve him. Sold out to serve him. Thank God we're not going to let nothing turn us around. Isn't that right? Nothing. Turn us around. We got our eyes on the Lord and we're following him. And that's a daily walk. Daily walk.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 7 days a week. 365 days a year. And leap year 366. Isn't that right? Okay. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Since I laid my burdens down. Hallelujah. I feel better, so much better. Since I laid my burdens down. Pray that God, pray for my sweetheart, that God really give her strength. She's with her mother tonight. She was with her this morning. She had the procedure done, and it was successful. But antibiotics, they really work on her big time. So she was vomiting this morning and felt dizzy. But she's doing better. You know, she'd be 93 years old in October. So God had really taken care of her.
Amen.
He had been taking care of her. But my wife, my sweetheart, she's right there. She loved her mother. I mean, she loved her mother. She does. Anything, everything she can to take care of her. And I do everything I can to help, you know. But she's right there day and night, up. You know, but pray. Continue to pray, saints, that God's will, that God's perfect will be done. Amen? God is good. Give God some praise. Amen. Let's see, what did we stop at? 11? All right, let's go on to the next verse.
Both young men.
See, the Bible said, remember thy creator when? In the days of thy youth. Young men. And young women, too, also. Remember thy creator when you get young. While you're young, God wants us to remember him and serve him and obey him. Don't wait till you get old. He'll accept you if you repent when you get old. But you can do so much for God while you're young. Isn't that right? You got those young knees, those young feet, those young hands. And see, because my knees, I'm having trouble with mine now. But God is good. God's keeping me going.
Yeah.
Just like last week when I played the song on the violin, I was having trouble. Brother would have came up here and put it in the case. Because he could see. You understand? God's good.
Amen.
God's good.
Amen.
That's love. That's compassion. God wants us to have love and compassion, doesn't he?
Amen.
You better believe he does. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Thank God. Bless his holy name. He's blessed. Glory. He wants us to bless him. He's worthy to be blessed and praised and magnified. Thank God. Hallelujah. 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 When we leave this place tonight, let's go out of here praising God. Isn't that right? Continuing in the word, that we'll be his disciples indeed, stirred up and fired up and hallelujah and ready to go up when he comes.
Amen.
Glory. I'm about finished here. Let's finish this verse here. And glory. Let's finish this verse here. What is it? All right, let's read it.
Let them praise the name of the Lord.
For his name alone. All right. Glory is above the earth and heaven. Verse 14.
And he has exalted the horn of his people.
Uh-huh.
The praise of all his saints, of the children of Israel, a people near to him. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Now we're going to end with Psalm 117, the shortest psalm in the Bible. We're going to end with that. This is a psalm that everybody should learn. It's short enough for everybody to learn it. Psalm 117. Yes, that's the shortest psalm in the Bible. Everybody, when you come back next week, everybody know the psalms. This is homework. This is homework. read that. It's just only two verses. Well, you said, say, I can handle that.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, God, I thank you for being so good to us, Lord. I thank you, Father. What does it say? Oh, praise the Lord, all you. Yes, Psalm 117. What did he say?
Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Love him, all you people. For his mercy, kindness, and great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord.
Amen. So next week when you come back. Next week when you come back, and I don't want to say, don't everybody stand at once. But just work on those verses. It's great. All right, you know, I can't command you to do that, but I can say it'd be good to learn it, won't it? It'd be good to learn it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Give God some praise tonight. Give. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. I want to thank God for our pastor and for his wife. Continue to pray for them, that we'll be able to help them do what, you know, everything we can help them do, serving the Lord, and that, hallelujah, that we'll be a blessing to them and encouragement and strength to them. Amen? And pray that God would save their family. Pray God save our families. We pray for our families only. And God save our families. Thank God. Hallelujah. Save our loved ones. Bring them in, Lord. Have your way, Master, in Jesus' name. Yes, sir, brother. Thank God. Hallelujah. Go.